Hello, everybody. Jim Malone coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. Well, the market's up today for some reason, and that's a good thing. So, and my little setup here is not exactly working the greatest, but we'll try to get it to go. Let's see. Basically, what's going on today is Google made a very nice move, and I'm going to show you that real quick just you know, just to get started here, but I bought GOOG. Now this is the GOOG is the C shares, but it also works with GOL, which is the A shares. So they're both basically different classes of stock. Now, hopefully, we can get it up there, Kyle. Okay, there we go. So basically, what's going on here is that we've got the A shares. Come on, there we go. Okay, finally. let's see if this will let me do this. They've changed the controls on TikTok, so I'm struggling here a little bit with the new change controls, but here we go. And so you can see it. This is the this is the chart of Google. Let's see if we can bring that forward for everybody on TikTok so it's a little bit easier to see here. But basically, it broke out today, basically right from here, and then it's moved up and trending a little bit down in after hours, but just slightly, 116. So it's interesting. there was some news today, and you know, it does look like it does look like we're seeing some strength here. Finally, this is sort of trying to move. I got stopped out of one of my positions of my gold shares. I had some AEM, and I got stopped out of that. So not the greatest thing there, but that's kind of the way it is. So nice little move up here. We just went through earnings on Google. Interestingly enough, and we'll go over here to earnings here. Interestingly enough, sales were only up 3%, and the quarter over quarter was down, but the stock was up. So go figure. This is Google, so kind of a strange thing going on here. All right, so let's also I will show you this too. We got a change in the direction of the market. Okay, so this is really important when there's market direction changes like this. This is a major thing. So basically, what we want to do here in this change of market is that the market conditions definitely have improved. So we definitely have market conditions that can improve. I am moving to increase my exposure. And the way I did that very, very simply is I moved to the I bought a one full position of the QQQ. And that's, let me show you that here. And that's up a little bit today. Let's take a look at the after hours trading here. So we can switch that around. There we go. So basically, this is the Qs here. And I want to show you that. Oh, there we go. There we go. Nice little move today. We're also moving up in after hours. Now, really, if you want to buy in on one of the indexes, the day to do it is the day of or after the day of the change in the direction. We changed directions from market trend under pressure to confirmed uptrend. So this is looking good. It does look like there's money flowing into some of the big cap techs. Now, Apple and Microsoft have been off, but interestingly enough, Tesla, which I did buy today, and I tell you, that was an interesting one. Tesla I bought today, it's up too. So let's look at Tesla really quickly. TSLA. Elon Musk tweeted today that he's going to get a new CEO of Twitter. He's gonna step down, but he's gonna be still very involved in it, of course, there was a complaint from the shareholders that he was taking his eye off the ball in Tesla, but now that he has a new Twitter CEO, it looks as if at least in 2 weeks, it looks as if there's more interest in Tesla right now. Tesla was up today about 2%, and it's up in the after hours. So we're going to probably see it move higher tomorrow. Let's hope. see where it's going. We'll see if that takes place. But that's kind of the long and the short of it. All right, so let's get into some of the questions. Thanks so much for waiting here. A few more things I want to show you here. Just want to show you the market, the stock of the day. This is an interesting one. This is Shockwave, and I have not bought Shockwave yet, but one of my subscribers, very great guy, did buy it today, very successful with this one. This was the IBD. This was the IBD stock of the day, and there's just too much stuff here. Let's see if I can flip the camera there. There we go. So here it is, the stock of the day. This is Shockwave, and basically it's a cup with handle. It's 99 relative strength. It is up in the after hours to 96.90. So let's look at S Wave just here. Just a quick second. S W A V. This one was up. There we go. Okay, Shockwave. Very nice. As you can see, it came up above this critical $300 buy point. It's in the buy area, 97 relative strength. So it does look like it's getting a lot of love. Basically, this reaction to very, very good earnings. This one had some excellent earnings, and definitely something that that I may be considering to buy tomorrow. I did not get in on this one today. This is the weekly chart. As you can see, it's making a new higher high. This is one that you might want to take a gander at. Let's kind of go over here, take a look at the fundamentals on it. We just came through earnings, and as you can see, the sales were up an incredible 72%, and the profits were up quarter over quarter, 164. That's excellent. And 66% funds own this one. Still got a pretty high relative PE ratio, 77. Not surprising for a biotech, but it has cash flow, and this is a good thing. So this is one that I think that, you know, you could definitely take a look at, and definitely something to look at. Just want to show you where the major indexes were today. And that is basically, we have, these are not market indexes. These are actual stocks that I'm holding. I have this incorrectly marked here. But basically, I'm holding five stocks right now. TTD, this is the trade desk. It was down a little bit today. Intel, this is kind of a disappointment, pulled back. AEM, this is my gold miner. And then Google, of course, that's the C shares of Google. And then I did buy a position in the Qs, and they were up as well. So kind of good looking there. And on the indexes, this is the one that I wanted to show you. And there we go. Here we go. We're up on the NASDAQ, but we're down on both the S&P and the Dow Jones. So kind of interesting here. But it does appear that, you know, I'm starting to move back into the market, trying to put some stocks there, and put some stuff up and see what's going to happen. All right, let's take a look at the questions. Thank you so much for waiting here. And Lisa, thank you for that, Lisa. Basically, you want to look at Amazon and R. Rollins. That's so interesting. Let's look at Amazon first. Now, I like Amazon a lot more than I like Netflix, okay? I just want to be, you know, of the big cap techs, I just kind of wanted to be clear on that. I'm much more a fan of Amazon. You know, there we go. Sometimes, there we go. Okay. I'm much more a fan of Amazon than I am of Netflix, if you're looking for the big cap kind of techie stocks. Now, one of the good things about Amazon, just like Google, you can see it moved above the 200-day line. You really want to see strength moving above that 200-day line. It hasn't been here for quite a while. If we look back at the weekly chart, you can see, you know, we have been going. We went all the way down. We tested. But I do think that it is time to possibly start looking at Amazon again. It's really strong after hours, as you can see, about 8 cents up. And then in the daily, it was up a significant, very, very significant 6% with high on the week. So that's something we definitely want to take a look. Let's go back to the daily. Here we go. On the daily, yeah, we're up almost 2%, and then we're up in the after hours. So that's looking really, really good. This is a very nice little movement here. Now, we're currently in the after hours at 112. The higher high here is 110.86. So definitely we could start looking at this one. Let's look and see how on the technicals, how close to the 21-day line is. We're a little bit extended, 6.58%. So we're a little bit extended on the technicals, but we're still in there. And so that indeed is looking very good. So I definitely think that, you know, you could definitely start a position in, Amazon here. So definitely something that you could do. I just got a warning on my machine. Low batteries. I tell you, one of these days I'm going to get this fixed. I don't know when, but it has just been a disaster with TikTok. So sorry. It's much easier if you could just jump on over to YouTube. I just don't really have the capability, unfortunately, of broadcasting very well on TikTok. I'm trying to do it, and I've tried to be doing it for a long time, but it's very, very difficult because it just hasn't. It hasn't really, really worked all that well. All right, let's look at Rollins. And this is a pest control company. ROL is the symbol on that one. So let's go Rollins. There we go. There's Rollins. And with Rollins, we basically have a situation where we're coming up. We have this beautiful flag. And then there we go. You can see it. And then it's going to come out of this. So we have a buy point on this one. 42.39 right there. And we're a little bit above that in the after hours. So this is definitely actionable. Now, the question is, how far above that 21-day line are we? We're about 4%. So this is definitely a buy. You could definitely buy the one at this level very, very easily. So this one definitely could be bought at this level quite easily. Rollins Protective Service. So they look pretty good. All right, Sarah, thank you very, very much. Any actionable stocks as we speak? Well, you know, this is technically a stock right now, but I think that it's worth looking at. I did buy a full position of the Qs today, the QQQ. That's the, of course, the ETF that covers the NASDAQ 100. Of course, those are the 100 largest stocks in the NASDAQ by dollar value. So this is definitely, it's not a little bit above the buy zone, but we are still relatively close to that to the 21-day line. We're only 2% above the 21-day line. So with an index, this I think is actionable here. You're not going to make a whole lot of money on the Qs, but it does appear that we did change direction in the market from a uptrend under pressure to a confirmed uptrend. And because we did that, we're looking at a situation where we're looking at a situation where we will be money is moving back into the market. One of the ways you can grab a little bit of that off is by going to the QQQ, which covers the NASDAQ 100. So that's what I'm doing, but I'm only doing it, not doing my whole portfolio or anything, Ethan, just one position. And the way I do it is that 1/8 of the total value of my portfolio, that's what I'm putting in, no more, no less. So that's a very good question, Lisa. Really, Sarah, really appreciate it. All right, back to Lisa. Thank you. Let's look at TTD. This is the trade desk. And as if you've been following me, you know that I hold this one. This one pulled back a little bit. I'm pretty confident in it, though. I want to show you the chart just so that, just so that I'm sure on that. You see where I made my purchase here. Let's flip on over for everybody looking on TikTok. There we go. All right, there we go. So as you can see, we had a little bit of a pullback here today. Pulled all the way down to the 50-day line. There was a lot of selling on that. But here's the thing. I think this is a test. As you can see, every time it sort of has been testing that 50-day mark. So I'm pretty sure that we're going to see, it move higher. But we're off just slightly 3 cents in the after hours. So I definitely am going to hold on to this. Now, I do have my line in the sand. It's right here. And if you'll notice, my line in the sand here for this stock My stop loss is at 59.01, and we're currently at 64.50. So that's where I have my stop loss at, right at this mark here, this little mark, as you can see there. So definitely still like this stock a lot. Let's look at the fundamental analysis on it. I just want to show you the fundamentals so that you can see it. Here we go. It just announced March 23rd. That was the end of their quarter. The first quarter, their sales were up 21%. Their profits, and this is the key, was up a whopping 10%. So we're looking very good on this. So this is a good stock. It's very strong right now in the market. So definitely something that you want to look at. Now, what does this company do? Well, this is an unusual company in that what they do is they're similar to Google and they're similar to Meta in that they place ads on websites, but this is for independents. So if you have an independent, if you're independent and you have an independent run site, they will place advertising on those independents. And they're very cost effective. Matter of fact, I've been looking at this for some of my other little businesses where I do some website design marketing. And I've been looking at this company to buy ads through. So very interesting company and very interesting approach. But I think it's quite strong. And, you know, hopefully we will, you know, we will continue in the, you know, we will continue this. It's got a, it's got a quite strong SMR rating. This is the proprietary rating from IBD. So it's an A on the SMR rating. So that's pretty good. And we do have, in looking at the 2023 potential profits here, it looks like they're expecting this year for the profits to increase 10%. Well, no, I'm sorry, 16%, excuse me. And then next year, they may go down a little bit. But at least this year, it's looking pretty strong for the trade desk. So not a bad place to buy it at the 50-day line. But try to get it on a bounce. Don't buy it in a downward trend. Try to wait for it to bounce. And hopefully that will work well for you. So basically want to show you that. All right, let's look at a question for IN. Let's look at on. This is a really good one, too. This is... as you probably know, this is in the athletic shoe business, and this has been a tremendous seller. I mean, I wish I had this one because, you know, I had it and then I sold it. I took some profits on it. And yeah, so, you know, it's the kind of thing where I did that. I think that this might be a good place to buy it because it's pulled back to the 21-day line and it looks like it's bouncing. So again, not a bad place to be. We're a little bit above the pivot at 24.41, the buy point. So it did move up. But if we can buy that close enough to the 21-day, that's a secondary buy point. Definitely have that capability here. 32.18 is the 21-day line here. So that's not a bad place to buy it. I very much like this stock. It's in a really strong area. If you notice the shoe manufacturing area, let's kind of take a look at that. And this is the whole group, the shoe manufacturers, includes Nike and Reebok and one of the other ones. It is very, very strong. This is one of the strongest sectors, about number four out of the 197. So quite good. A little bit of a pullback, getting some strength. But if you look at the stocks that are in this, you know, the stocks that really are doing the best here are On and Crocs and Deckers Outdoors. So those are the highest relative strength on basically 98 relative strength. That means it's in the top 2%. Deckers Outdoor 97, top 3%, and Crocs in the top 4%. So they're all really strong. For some reason, and I have no idea why, I guess that, you know, when it comes to retail, this is one of the few things in a recession that people buy. So stocks tend to be pretty good. So, I mean, Crocs and the other ones, but On is definitely viable at this point. Let's go to TikTok here. All right, what stock? Okay, well, what we're talking about here, the stock that we're talking about here is, this is Crocs. So this is On. So let's put that up there so everyone can see it. Hopefully you can see this banner here. Sometimes it's hard to see it because, you know, the way this is, but this is, the stock is On. This is symbol for the stock. And we just put it up there so that you can see it. So let's see. There we go. So the stock that we're talking about here is On, O-N-O-N. That is the stock name. So That's kind of what we're looking at. All right, let's take a look at another stock. Is Square jumping up anytime soon? No, actually, I was short Square, by the way. I think Square has problems. I know that a lot of people like the stock. I don't like the stock very much. I actually shorted it, but then I did cover my short. So let's take a look at Square for, this is for somebody on TikTok. So let's take a look at Square. This is Block, as we know. There we go. And it does not look good, of course. Definitely in the downward trend. This is one of the reasons I did short stock, and I did cover my short. So let's look at the overall trend here and pull this up. Okay. So as you can see, we've gone, you know, really from, you know, almost, you know, 300 here all the way down to 60. So not a good look in this stock at all. This is really not a stock I think you want to have. Right now it's making a new lower low, and it's got a relative strength of 15. Now, if this thing rallies to the 21-day line, that's a good place to short it. I don't have a short on this one right now. I am currently long. I'm currently out of this stock. But one of the things I want to show you about Square, part of the reason why it is a potentially good short, is you'll notice that the 50-day line has moved below that 200-day line. That is what they call the death thrust, and that means that the big money is moving out of this stock. People, the institutions are selling. They're gonna let the small guy probably hold some bag here. But basically, what's going on here in this stock is that we have the institutions are selling this stock. You can tell that because the 50-day is moving under that 200-day. That's called the death cross, and it's in a downward trend. So I don't expect to see anything more on this on the one for, you know, for a little bit of time. So I think that, you know, we're sort of in an issue here now where it's not going to be as good as it's been before. So I would sell this stock. I would not be buying this long. It's just, you know, it's just, that's the way it is in the stock. All right, let's go take another question. Thank you so much, Lisa, again. All right, Jim. Oh, thank you. When's my thank you. My birthday is July 4th. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. It's great to have loyal fans. All right, let's look at INDI for Mr. G, because that is INDI. Look at it. And there we go. Okay. Well, this one looks like it's making some Indy Semiconductor again. If you've been watching me any amount of time, you'll know that I'm a big fan of the semiconductor industry. It does have a lot of potential. I did buy, and this is not normal for me because it didn't buy it on a great pattern, but I do own some Intel because I'm just kind of bottom fishing. I'm not the greatest bottom fisher, I'll be honest with you. I'm a trend trader. I'm not a bottom fisher, but I do like the semiconductor area, even in a recession. So this one definitely looks like a bottom. This is a really cheap stock. It's $7.90. I would be a little concerned about that. Here's the thing. Here's my concern. If I was in this one, I would hold it, obviously. But if I wasn't in this one, I would wait until we moved above that 200-day line to see. But let's take a look and see how far away from that we are. I just want to see a little bit more strength in this one. But everything else, I like it. We're below the 200-day line. You know, the 200-day line is about $8.34. So if we were to go above that, that's where, and then we're able to hold that, that's where I'd be more interested. But you could start nibbling here. I definitely think that if we see more investment, if we see the institutions move back into the semiconductor area, this is an area where you could go. And I think this is like a pretty good stock to me. This is the fab semiconductor area. Now, here's the issue with the fabless. Most of the fabless people that are in the manufacturers in here do not manufacture their own equipment. They use TSMC. TSM is the symbol for that, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing. So that is an issue. And they do have some issues related to politics, not to quality. They're a great company. But because they build their product in Taiwan, the problem is they do have a problem with China. But if we look at this sector, the fabless sector, of course, the number one stock, NVIDIA, great stock. I've owned it several times, but I just haven't been able to make money this year on it. But if we look at the top stocks, Definitely, we're not in that. I think we ought to be looking at Rambus and AMD. I'd probably be careful with. Let's look at Rambus. I just want to look at Rambus again. This is one of my. I kind of have a love-hate relationship with Rambus, but I think that this is probably a better buy than Indy. To be honest with you, I think this is a better buy than Indy. Why? Because it's trading above the 200-day line. I really think that's key. It's also trading above the 50, and it's right about at the 200. So if you were to buy another semiconductor stock right now on a basis of the market, and you were looking at technical indicators, Rambus is right about 3% above the 21-day line. So that is a good place to buy it. As you can see, the buy point on this 46.16, this is kind of where it starts to make its move. As you can see, I bought it there, and then I took the profits here. I'm waiting to buy it again. But I bought it at 46.76 on the 3rd of March, and then I did sell it. I should annotate where I sold it in here. It's just keeping up with things is my problem. But this one, I really like this stock. I definitely think it's moving higher, and it's in a good position. So definitely something to look at. All right, let's take some questions from Sarah. What sector will lead the next bull market? Any predictions? Wow, that's a good question. I believe that the next sector to lead may be the internet content area. That may be the internet content area. I don't know, but I think that that is a potential that it is the internet content area that may be leading the next move up. I believe it might be making the next move up, but I just don't know. I can't say. Anyways, okay. Well, we almost come to the end of the show. Thanks again for tuning in. I so appreciate it as always. So let's see. Maybe this will work. Let me just kind of do this here so this will work here. I'm having issues with my. There we go. All right. So there we go. All right. I think that's probably better. Yeah. I think that works a little bit better. So I'm going to go the low battery mode here. And we'll see if that'll work. All right. Well, again, thank you everybody so much for taking a look at the show. Always appreciate you coming by. Also, if you have friends and they're interested in stocks, this show may be of some use to them. I'm moving things around here on my desk. There we go. Seeing if it works though. There we go. Right. I'm going to try with a different game, I'll tell you. There we go. I think that's a little better. I think it'll be a little better here. All right. Well, let's see if I can. There we go. So, all right. So until next time, thank you very much. By the way, you could like my show. I'd really appreciate it. I'm still fooling around with the camera and everything like that. I wish I had this better, but hopefully I will soon. Please like the show. That really helps us a lot. So smash the like button. And also, if you want to get online with the action trailer, it's very, very easy to do. Just go to www.dallastradingfloor.com. I'll see you tomorrow. And thank you, everybody. And happy trading.